on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. And our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It is the 4th of December. Which means, how many more shopping days, Jared? 21.
Okay, there we go.
There you go. Because guys always can count on Christmas Day as something in case you have to run out and get, you know, a present.
It's too early for me to do math.
Oh, okay. Sorry. And 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. Okay, so if it's Friday, we have the weather.
Yeah, we do, but just because it's Friday, apparently. Now, it's currently 36 degrees. Today, it's going to be sunny, mostly clear, with a high of 71, a low of 41. Tomorrow, mostly sunny during the day, with a slight chance of showers at night, with a high of 63 and a low of 45. Sunday, mostly sunny, mostly clear. 65, the high, 44, the low, and Monday, sunny, 69 as the high, and low of 42.
There you go. Okay, and the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas and Propane is a company out of Anderson, a veteran-owned company that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. On the phone, we have Jim. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, Carl. How you doing?
Hey, you know what? If I told you, you wouldn't believe it. So, what do we have today? Who's our pet?
Today we have Jack. He's a senior dog, a lab mix, white and black, very handsome young. Should I say young? He's a senior. I already said that.
You said senior. But a senior in dog world is what?
He's about 8 years old, we think. He just went over and was assessed by our veterinarian, and she said about 8 years old. Just a great dog, loves people, fine with other dogs, looking for basically a retirement home where he can kind of de-stress and hang out with somebody who loves him.
Well, you know, people who are working or people that are retired, you know, you get a dog that's already housebroken. He doesn't have, you know, his traits are what, if you know he likes people and he likes being around people, then, you know, that's what's going to happen.
Exactly. That's what's nice about an older dog, even a younger adult dog, is what you see is what you get. So, yeah, you know what you're welcoming into your house.
Yeah.
I love adopting senior dogs. Most of mine came in, you know, already old men or women, and it's been great.
Yeah, you know, and the fact is that they, you know, they want companionship. They're not going to be dragging you down the street, probably.
Exactly.
He goes, hey, how about a walk? Not right now, Millie. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have one of those, too.
No, I'm not going to walk. Are you kidding? I'll walk when I have to go pee, not exactly. Just go for a walk. Okay. Well, good. And now, and again, this is a Labrador cross mix?
Yeah, he's a Labrador cross. He's mostly white, though, with just he's got a big spot on around one of his ears.
Oh, that sounds cute.
Cute black nose. So very, almost looks like the little rascal dog or something
like that.
Okay. Breed, but same color coloring.
Yeah. Well, that's super. Okay, now how do people, because you're working now, you're working on appointments only.
Yeah, we're doing everything by appointment, so you just have to give us a call. Our phone number is 241-1653. You know, this week we're pretty limited on staffing, so leave a voicemail if you don't get straight through to us. Next week we should be back up to more normal levels. You can also reach out to us via our website, havenhumane.org, or find us on Facebook and get a hold of us there.
Hey, you ought to offer, hey, I've been tested and free discounts.
Speaking of discounts, right now we're doing our Stuff the Bus promotion.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to take the toys we've gathered down there today to deliver them, but we're going to keep gathering toys throughout, at least till Christmas. And anything we don't give away this year, we'll save till next Christmas and use it then. And we're giving you $25 off your adoption fee if you bring us in a new unwrapped children's toy.
Okay. That sounds great. And then senior dogs are cheaper anyway, right? The adoption fees?
Yeah, senior dogs. We have the PALS fund covers half of their adoption fee, plus we already reduced their fee versus puppies. So it's only $37 to take a senior dog home.
And if you bring in the toy?
Then what's the math there? $12?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't like say, I'm sorry, you've already had enough, discounts. You go, no, we add them all up.
We add them all up, especially
wait,
to help
there's more.
Animals get out. Exactly. Wait, there's more. And if you call now.
And if you call right now and you call Jim right now, you can get another 20% off. So you can walk out with this. In fact, we're going to give you a dollar.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? And we send you home with a bag of dog food. So
whoa.
Can't be beat.
Can't be beat. Okay, buddy. You know, thanks so much for what you do. Hey, y'all had a great day. Giving Tuesday.
We did. We had a great Giving Tuesday.
I want to know why. Some girl calls me.
Yeah.
At 6:30 at night.
Okay.
Or sometime like that. And wants to thank me. And it was from Haven Humane.
Oh.
I got scared for a second, huh? No. She goes, "This is Carl Bot." And I went, "Yeah." "Well, we just want to thank you for your donation." And I went, "Hell, I thought I'd push that. You know, don't put my name in there." So that was kind of weird. Anyway, but it was nice that you were calling every donor to say thanks.
Yeah, that is cool. And, you know, I saw that we were number one in the number of unique donors. So that must have been a lot of calls that they were making.
Oh, I tell you what. Yeah, this was after everything was, you know. Oh, the other thing, too, is, you know, we're going to check it out as soon as I grab my computer. Well over $1 million was donated to different
yeah.
organizations. So,
yeah, we had a goal of 25,000, and we ended up raising about 36. So
that's super.
Yeah, from 198 people. So yeah, just this community is amazing.
Well,
we love being a part of it.
People. That's cool. That's really cool. You know what? And a lot of other people were helped out there too.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
This is a great community.
Yeah, I love it here.
Yeah. Okay, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I always love being here.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe next week. Who knows?
Yep.
You know what? Who knows? You know, Gavin, God knows what Gavin's going to do next.
Yeah, who knows?
Okay. All right. Hey, we're going
to talk to you later.
You bet. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. It's 7:12 in the morning. It's, I don't know, how cold is it out there? Oh, just never mind, Jared.
I'm sorry.
You know what? You know what? That's silence in radio. I just died right there.
36 degrees.
Okay. Hey, we'll be right back.
Call out the holly. Put up the tree before my spirit falls again. Fill up the stocking. I may be rushing things, but deck the halls again now. For we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window, carols at the spinet. Yes, we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Haven't slowed a single furry, but stand to deal with.
She sleeps high, even when the weather outside is frightful.
Jack Frost here likes it cool.
Introducing the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, now temperature balancing, so you can sleep better together.
But will it keep me asleep?
Yes. It intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable.
Will I have more energy for holiday shopping?
Does Rudolph have a red nose? Save up to $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed and adjustable base, plus special financing. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
To me, hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together. It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, that I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights, November 27th through December 27th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Walk through 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Tickets are limited and on sale now at turtlebay.org or call 530-242-3100.
Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Ready for your holiday mint fix? This month only at Black Bear Diner, grab a frosty peppermint mocha cold brew or warm up with a creamy peppermint hot chocolate. Or end your meal with a slice of chocolate peppermint cheesecake or candy cane chocolate cream pie and do good at the same time. Black Bear Diner will donate $1 to Make-A-Wish for every candy cane pie and peppermint cheesecake sold this month. Order up for takeout or delivery at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio, the Carl Bot. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Have been there for well over 20 years. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's the only place I've got my hair cut in the last 13 years. And you say, why 13? That's how long I've lived here, 13 years. So, it's a great place. It's man's last stronghold. And if it's open after today because of the, what can I say, the governor's declaration of shutting things down. Well, we'll find out. But you can go there, and it's a great place, 244-9478. Make an appointment. It's real safe. They use disposable drapes for their customers. Everybody's masked up. Everything's sanitized. There's no reason you would catch anything in there except a great haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay. A lot of things happening in the world. I mean, are you following? Is there somebody on the line?
No, there wasn't.
Are you following what's going on in these different states in these lawsuits?
Kind of, yeah.
That lady filed a lawsuit, and somebody sent to me a copy of it, of what they are, of some of the points that they're trying to make, like the guy in head of the, what was the name of that, of the software, and it was the voting machine, Dominion. They have witnesses that he was there at a, now this is what it says in the in the lawsuit. They have witnesses that say he was in an Antifa meeting in June and said, when they were saying, what are we going to do if Trump gets reelected? And he says, don't worry. He's not going to get reelected. I've taken care of that. Now, you know, that doesn't mean anything. That is just, somebody braggadocia, that kind of thing. But then they've got a number of other things they're doing. Plus, these affidavits from people that were driving ballots, truckloads of ballots across state lines. What's that mean? So, you know, this thing is every day, and you've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people signing affidavits. I'm not sure that they're, you know, you can sign an affidavit under the threat of perjury, but it doesn't mean what you saw was illegal. See, it'd be like you sign an affidavit saying Carl was in there drinking coffee and talking on the radio. Okay, great affidavit. What's it mean? Nothing. See, I don't know yet. However, comma, it makes for, it, you know what? Here's the thing is, I got it. I'm just saying is that these are things that, you know, that occur at a dinner party when somebody lays out the law, you know, the lawsuit. Now, the question is, though, is I think even Trump is saying, okay, this is a, you know, I think that he really believes he was cheated out of this presidency, out of the election. Listen to me. I really believe he thinks he was cheated out of this. However, there's not going to be a way to really prove it, to change things as of now. And I think he's going to go on with the transition. He said, once the Electoral College is voted, I will take that decision. So, we're going to get SEALs to take him out of the White House. Oh, so what? Such BS. You know what? I'm just ashamed of the media anyway. Here I am. I'm talking about the mainstream media. We do a pretty good job here. It's just amazing that we have this going on. And in 2005, they did a study on this. They did a study, and the study said that mail-in votes are in danger, in jeopardy of having fraud if you do a large mail-in votes. And not, I'm not talking about absentee balloting. That's different. And so they did that study. I mean, and congressmen and senators from both sides signed this. Let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Carl, you don't sound like you believe that there were false votes. Trump was cheated.
Nick, let me say this.
I was talking first.
I thought you took a breath. When you breathe out of the top of your head? What is this? How can you be continuous?
you've got this knack of interrupting me between words, so I just try to keep them going and keep the flow going.
Okay, go back and say, no, go back.
So much proof of illegal voting, it's absolutely ridiculous. He was absolutely cheated. All they've got to do is count the legal votes. That's all you've got to do is count the legal votes. I sent you a video this morning that you ought to just play it on the air.
Hey, Nick, I wasn't awake 5 minutes before we were on the air. I rolled in to like when they were saying, and now, Carl, and then the bot.
I'll tell you what,
I'll check it out.
I get up at 4, at least by 4, sometimes earlier. I don't have TV, and I don't listen to the mainstream media. I was told that if you signed up on your computer for Pluto TV, you could get America Online. You could get a couple of the other Newsmax TV and another good one, that Epoch TV, that's really reputable. And I got on that, and I started watching it, and I don't like that news. I get online and I go to Breitbart, I go to Citizens Free Press, and I go to American Thinker, and I can pick and choose the news that I want to listen to. I don't have to listen about, you know, who's cooking what and what the weather is and this and that. And I don't have to deal with commercials. And everybody would be well-versed if they would just turn off the dang TV and go online and start listening to, start reading what's really going on. I clicked on the hearings down in Arizona, and it was 10.5 hours, and I thought, you know, I don't have time for that. So I just fished around. I clicked here and there, and I heard, do you have any questions, Mr. Giuliani? And I stopped right there, and it was fascinating the way they explained how this was robbed from Donald Trump, how the votes were manipulated, how Biden's votes counted as 1.3 votes, and Donald Trump's votes counted as 0.7 votes. And since then, I have found out, you've heard of Dominion. That's the computer program that was invented for Hugo Chavez down in Venezuela to steal votes, Chinese Communist Party owns a big chunk of Dominion, if not all of it. And the fun just keeps going on. They've got... There's a video on there, I'll try and find it for you, where they had 5 suitcases underneath the table and they kicked everybody out of the room, all the observers.
You just take a breath.
No, I can't.
You just stole what I was going to say. It was in Georgia. And now the governor is saying they need to go back and count the legal votes because of just what you said. They ushered the Republican poll watchers, all the poll watchers out, and they pulled out suitcases from underneath desk and started counting.
How are they going to decide which votes are legal and which aren't? They've thrown away the envelopes. They haven't got the signatures to match up. You know, there's no way to tell which votes are legal and which aren't.
Well, if they have every, you know, they were, I don't know if it was in Georgia, but they were accepting every ballot if it just had a signature and no, corroborating signature, all that kind of stuff. I realized that this is an uphill battle. And I just opened up and saw this about Kemp, the things you're talking about. You know, but unless they get into this, like Georgia is, Georgia is obviously a purple state, but there's one place they can really get into it because they're back to counting them again. Nevada's got a court case going on, and then now up in Wisconsin with that court battle starting right there. But many of the things you said was in this lawsuit. You know, Dominion being owned by outside interest, Dominion being owned,
China.
All these things was in it. Anyway,
the thing is, Carl, a recount is no good unless they throw out the bad votes because they're just recounting the same votes. I compare it to playing poker. Say you've got 3 tens, and the next guy over here, he's got a full house of 3 aces and 2 jacks. And then you prove that he cheated and got the 2 jacks. Are you going to say, well, he had 3 aces, so he still wins? The thing is, they cheated. They should be thrown out. They shouldn't even win the election, and they need to go through all of the elections. I've said for years, you'll never convince me that Romney lost to Obama without them cheating. And this is just icing on the cake, although they didn't realize they were doing us a favor by not letting Romney in.
Okay, last thought.
Angela Merkel over in Germany, how the hell did she win? She let all them migrants from Africa, the Muslims, into the European Union and ruined everything, and then she won re-election. Be serious. That's my last thought, and I'm sticking to it, Carl. Have a good day.
Say goodbye, Nick. Okay. Well, that was interesting. No, there are lawsuits. I didn't see this thing about Kemp until I just opened up the news. And there's some big questions there. Well, Jared says, do you think that there was any fraud in this election, buddy? Think about that question.
You're really putting me out there, Carl.
No, I mean, do you think there was any fraud?
I think there may have been a case or two, but
do you think there's
widespread
fraud? Do you think there's fraud in any election?
It's hard to say. Any proven fraud, I mean truly proven, has been little, if any.
So far.
Right.
Well, except how about when John F. Kennedy ran against Richard Milhouse Nixon?
Well, I was not alive then,
okay.
So no,
but
I don't remember that.
There was a lot of consternation there, and he lost because Illinois won. He won Illinois. I mean, it was that close. I mean, it's like our elections today, it was that close. And there was evidence years afterwards is that the mob rolled in there and helped. And
there's also, well, I don't know if there's evidence, but
no, I think
theory that the mob took out Kennedy.
Well, that's true, too, because his daddy had said that we are going to leave you guys alone, but you have to help us. And so they got him Chicago. And then Robert Kennedy then turned into an attack dog and went after the mafia. I mean, went after them hard. And, yeah. Yeah, there's no series.
But the other day I heard Bill Barr, the Department of Justice, said there was no evidence.
And that's right. As of now, there is no evidence. And he's got, you know what? And if the FBI is, well, if the FBI is into it and the Department of Justice, but when you start seeing things like this, these videos, and, you know, a lot of this is, not to really irritate people, but a lot of this is, there's points of time, like dots, and then what you do is you connect the dots. Sometimes those dots don't, you know, they're kind of, you take them out of context, and you can make it look like anything. I mean, you can, the thing that is scary is that when Joe Biden gave a speech yesterday, he talked about retirement. I guess it was a joke. But people go, ah! Okay, we got to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. Quality sleep during the pandemic. It's so important. Block out the light before you go to bed. Keep a pen. Okay, here's one. Keep a pen and paper by your bedside. It encourages mind dump and allows you to tackle racing thoughts that would otherwise keep you awake to another time. So as you're thinking, you know how you and I probably don't do that. When our head's at the bed, it's just unconscious. Set a regular bedtime. Stick to it. Drink water. All those things are going to help you sleep. And then taking back your time and control. Make dinner prep less time-consuming by planning, putting something in your Instant Pot or slow cooker and ordering healthy takeout. But you can find all of these things to do, and that helps you get a good night's sleep on your Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number setting is 55. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 45. We sleep like little logs in there. And discover proven quality sleep for a limited time. Save up to $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed and Base. Plus special financing only at Sleep Number Store, which is over in the Target Shopping Center, of course. Or online at sleepnumber.com. It's, of course, subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. 7:33 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute and wants to take a moment to thank our veterans for their service. Quick and Clean Car Wash has the perfect stocking stuffer, car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yeah. Now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $14.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage, and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Pelosidro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. And our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
Reading Kia is proud to be a part of Holiday Salute this season. We love our veterans and we thank them for their service to our country. Command the season. Save on our new lineup of winter-ready vehicles, like the 2021 Kia Sportage and the 2021 Kia Seltos. Now with a 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty at no extra cost. Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. Come see us today. Happy Holidays. ReadingKia.com.
Bells will be ringing, this sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, 7:37 in the morning, 39 degrees out there. It looks like it's going to be a nice day. Might get a few clouds in here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Institute. And it's one of the only, it's the only area hospital with the Da Vinci surgical robotic system. Enables your surgeon to perform minimally invasive surgery with an advanced set of instruments, faster recovery times, less pain, reduced risk. Only at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. I'm here with Michael Burke and Morgan Morris. Good morning for Pathways to Hope.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Wait a minute. Lean into that. Pull that down in front of you. Think of it like a. Think of it like a.
You're a rock star.
The X-ray for your dental.
Okay.
You
know,
so you got to kind of like stay in close to it. Okay. And you've got another great thing you're doing.
We are, Carl. We've started with using some CARES Act funding. We were able to implement what we're calling our Hotline for Hope. So I'll start off with the telephone number. It's 530-710-8609. We'll say it several times during the show, so if you didn't catch it that time. But, again, it's 530-710-8609. What the Hotline for Hope is, it's really a place for parents, any parents in the community, whether you're working, whether you're unemployed, whether you're affected by COVID, whether you're not, which is you can't not be affected by it. But the Hotline for Hope is for parenting tips, resources, and support. What we found out was a lot of our parents were saying, I just need someone to talk to, especially our parents of like really young kids, kindergartners, 0 to 5 age kids. They're not actually used to spending that much time with their kids. Their kids are usually in school. Their kids are usually at friends' houses, at church groups, at after-school activities. But now they're home all day, every day. And that's a wonderful thing as a parent, but you run out of things to do. And I know Morgan's been really involved with the hotline, making sure we have it staffed. We staff the hotline from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. And Morgan's also a parent. How are you feeling the hotline's going?
It's going really well. I think for myself, I have young kids. So when we were shelter in place, it's very challenging. I think that kids don't understand why they're at home while their lives are changed. And it's been, for my personal experience, kind of them acting out a little bit. So it's hard to kind of know what to do, know how to navigate that. So with the Hotline for Hope, you can call, just talk to somebody who gets it, who understands, that's non-judgmental, and just give tips, resources, and help kind of navigate that situation.
Well, you know what? Everything, you know, everybody runs into a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people may have three kids.
Mm-hmm.
First two are just angels. And then the third one turned out like me. So I don't know how many yardsticks mom broke on me until the time when she did it, I just smiled. But you may need another thought there. You may need to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, this, not because you're hitting your kids with yardsticks, okay? Don't do that.
No, actually, Carl, that's actually a real thing.
Yeah. I mean,
part of this came about because at the beginning of the shelter-in-place pandemic, which we're facing again, the child abuse rate numbers dropped dramatically in Shasta County. We know over history, in 2019, we had 753 substantiated cases of abuse. In 2016, we had 488. So we're on a straight upward trajectory with substantiated child abuse claims in our county.
Wow.
Well, when COVID, when our first shelter in place went into effect in April, back in March, that number in April dropped straight down. So we had 200 less reports of child abuse in April and May to our county, to Health and Human Service Agency's Children's Branch, and that set up some alarms. So Donnell Ewert actually called me and said, we have some CARES funding. What can we do to help our community deal with this pandemic and help make sure our child abuse rates actually don't increase? And we know that this drop was because mandated reporters didn't have eyes on kids.
Well, that's it. You know, this is the collateral damage of
right.
this COVID is who are some of the front lines that see if kids being abused? It's teachers.
Teachers.
And so, you know,
right.
how can you tell that in a Zoom class? Mm-hmm. Or other kids? That's the other thing.
Well, Zoom actually helped us get eyes on kids. One of the first things we
right?
did was we implemented online Zoom kindergarten and online Zoom teen center.
Okay.
And then actually the classrooms came along later because we were still early on in this process. What we needed to do was have eyes on kids. And I think it's wonderful that the kids at least have the option of distance learning so everybody can see kids. Now, the Hotline for Hope wasn't designed for child abuse. You know, it's a design for everybody.
Yeah.
It's everybody needs that little tiny break. It's somebody to talk to. It's in a way to find ways to do activities with your kids and build healthy relationships.
Well, you know what? Here's some of the things that that you offer at the hotline, which, by the way, is 530-710-8609. And let's put that in our chat room. Okay. And but some of the things they do is talk through stress, techniques for talking to your children about COVID-19 and a pandemic. I mean, that's big.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, you tell your kids that, well, this is a pandemic, is this virus that's affecting everybody in the world. And, you know, kids have a tendency to be dramatic and they think we're going to die. And
yeah.
No. Nope, we're not going to die, but we do have to do certain things, you know, how to build self-esteem and confidence. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's tough if you're a husband, wife, working, you know, making things work and all that, and then they've got three kids who should be in school who are now not at school. So one of them has to take off work.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that and a lot of people's self-esteem and is tied to their jobs about, you know, hey, I'm doing this and blah, no. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. And part of the hotline is about self-care. We want parents to call in maybe after their kids are asleep to talk through their depression, their anxiety, their anger. This is a natural thing to be angry about this.
Oh, people are angry.
And if you talk about hope theory, we're named Pathways to Hope for Children because we subscribe to something called hope theory where you have goals, agency, and pathway. And when your agency, which is your willpower, is blocked, you want to go to school. You want to help your kids. You want to do this, but that's blocked. You get angry. So we're there to help people re-goal and deal with that. And I'm sure Morgan would be happy to talk about how many calls we've actually received on the hotline, too.
Well, yeah. And when did it start?
Our first call, I think, was May or June. Okay. Actually, June, we got it going.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. It was July 1st. Okay. July 1st,
I knew that. I knew it's been established for a bit. But
we wanted to wait till we really had our arms around this to go out in the community and make sure that people knew we were ready for them.
So we've had roughly about 100 or so calls. One of the biggest things that we've learned from having the hotline is parents appreciate having somebody outside of their family to talk to about what's going on. Because you call grandma. She thinks kids are angels. She doesn't understand the struggles that you could be having at home. So they've really appreciated that. Quite a few of our calls have turned into referrals into our program, which has been great. Mm-hmm. They don't have to by calling in. They don't have to turn into a referral. It could just be resources, directions to other resources in the community. But a lot of them have turned into parent partner referrals, which has been really awesome.
Oh, that's great.
Which means we're engaged with that family all the time.
Super. Okay. I'm here with, Morgan Morris, and, of course, Michael Burke, who is the one of the parents of Robert Burke, who has a regular spot on our show.
He does. I remember I was just telling Morgan the very first time he came in to do, you said, can this kid do 10 minutes? And I said, oh, yeah.
Oh, no. He can do 30.
Yeah.
We found out that he can do. Yeah, if he shows up on time.
Yeah. Dad. He's got that thing going.
And from Pathways to Hope. This portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. SST Oil has got some really great deals for the monitor heaters, Toyo heaters, and Toyo water heaters. As long as you've got the kerosene, you're going to have heat. And they deliver. And they do a great job at it. SST Oil has been doing this since 1967. It's an employee-owned business. They're always looking for good employees also. But to find out some more information about keeping your house warm and keeping your water hot, give them a call at 241-1167. Really good people down there. SST Oil. Remembering our past and looking to the future. We'll be right back.
This year, turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
To me, hope is excitement and relief. I would recommend the hotline just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision.
Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday, the 4th of December, 7:51 in the morning. And we're here with Michael Burke and Morgan Morris of Hotline for Hope. Now, Hotline for Hope is for families.
Yep.
That, you know, sometimes you need some parenting advice, or the kids have gone to bed and you're saying, hey, look, how do I tell them about this coronavirus where, you know, I can explain everything and they don't get panicked, you know, because we're hearing so many different things from so many different sources.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dr. Fauci, you know, seems like a good man, has come up with different, wear a mask, don't wear a mask. Here comes the vaccine, but we need 75% of the American nation to take the vaccine to give us herd immunity. I just love that. Herd immunity. You know, meh. Oh, anyway.
Well, we follow ShastaReady.org regularly. All of our parent partners do to find out what the latest is going on in our county. That's our resource in town.
It's good.
It's updated. It's a great resource.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we really see with the Hotline for Hope is this need just to connect and just to have somebody to say, hey, I'm at my wit's end. How do I get through this? How do I help? What do I do? And we have trained parent partners on the phone all the time. And by trained, I mean we use evidence-based programs such as Triple P, which is a positive parenting program.
Mm-hmm.
And we use those skills. We have Safe Care to make sure your house is safe and ready to handle children. We use Hope Theory, which I talked about a little bit here, mm-hmm. with agency pathway and goal setting. Sometimes just by setting a goal to get through the next 5 minutes can actually change a trajectory and get you to step away. We do mind-body medicine with people on the phone where we do deep breathing and kind of calm people down, get them back to center. But Morgan, I think, can even talk more because she's taken the line more than I have.
Now, Morgan, and after you talk to them, this could establish a relationship for follow-on help, assistance, for them. Is this correct?
Yeah, absolutely. That is what we hope for, is to be able to build that relationship with them, check in with them. We like to do follow-ups if it's appropriate, and just let them know that they're not alone and that we're here for them in whatever aspect they need. Whether or not they just want someone to just even reassure them that they are doing a good job, that they're doing the best they can, or to follow up with different programs, different resources, just kind of whatever they need is where we like to meet them.
Do you ever get together with them?
Absolutely, we do.
I mean, have a physical meeting with them?
Well, we do. We have our parent leader advisory group, and the parent leader advisory groups are a group of parents that come together regularly every month, and they are the people with lived experience, been there, done that. They've worked with the child welfare system. They've been on our side with the parent partner program, and they come together right now virtually, of course, and talk about best ways to serve our community. But it, directly, like the referrals from the parent partner to the parent partners from the Hotline for Hope lead to the intake. So our intakes, our goals are to meet with people 3 to 5 times a month face-to-face. We are available over the phone. We actually, yesterday, one of our parent partners went over and did homework help. You know, as long as we're social distancing and we're following the guidelines, as we talked about.
Sure.
We got a lot of CARES Act funding in early June, and we were able to purchase computers and iPads so we can do more virtual case management. We have several of our clients that we've given hotspots and iPads to because they have no technology at all. So we're able to Zoom in with them. We have HIPAA-approved Zoom lines so no one can Zoom bomb us. And we can have those.
Can you be Zoom bombed?
Yes, you can be Zoom bombed. We have those relationships with people that when we can meet face-to-face with social distancing works, we have our Family Resource Center at our Benton office. We actually have active kids in our teen center right now following those social distancing guidelines for day camps. But that face-to-face, you can't beat it. You can't beat that interaction that happens when you're talking to somebody.
Well, we're talking with Michael Burke and Morgan Morris. They're from the Hotline for Hope. It's parenting tips, resources, and support. The phone number is 530-710-8609. We've got it on our chat room. We're going to put it on our website and our Facebook. And it's advice and tools for positive parenting and a hope-focused approach.
Yeah.
Whereas you've just got to do the best you can there. They take calls from people they've had calls from over 100 families. And they're ready to expand in this. You're doing really good work. Last thoughts here, Morgan, and I'll go over to Michael.
So, kind of a little funny story. Over the weekend, I had a challenging night with my daughter. She was being very sassy. I didn't know what to do. I kind of had a little bit of a breakdown. And I was thinking to myself, I need to call the hotline. Even though I work there, I still need to call and utilize it and talk to somebody.
To talk to a calm me.
Yeah. And then I realized I was the person on call that night. So that wouldn't have been beneficial to me. But with that
super
being...
what?
She was the person on call that night, so she would have been calling herself.
Yeah, I would have been calling myself. But with that being said, it just goes to show that the hotline really is for anybody. It doesn't matter where you work, what you do.
Your economic profile, whether you're the richest or the least rich.
Exactly.
You could do all the classes, all the parenting classes. Whatever it is, you still need help sometimes, and it's okay to reach out, and we're all here for that.
Michael?
We did get a new website. It's www.hopeshasta.org, and there are a lot of resources about the Hotline for Hope, resources for people on their brand new website. You'll see Morgan right when you log on, because I got a cute picture of her and her newest baby. But we really want the community to call. Again, it's not for those people. It's for us. You just heard Morgan tell a story how she could have utilized it with her young daughter. And we really want people to take away – if you take away one thing on this call today, it would – I mean on this radio program, it would be that set mini goals. If you're frustrated, if you're at the end of your rope and you don't know what to do, sit down, take a breath, breathe real deep for about 30 seconds and say, what do I want to happen in the next minute? Maybe the next 5 minutes, revisit that goal. See if it's something that you can achieve and make sure it's positive focused. actually one of the reasons we changed from the Child Abuse Prevention Coordinating Council. It's a positive goal, but negative focus. So we're pathways. So positive right. goal and achieve that goal.
Okay. So if you're at home and you've got your kids at home and there's family stresses going on and you're kind of reached the end of your rope and you're in, it's pandemic, so it's not like you can run across the street,
right.
Give Hotline for Hope a call at 710-8609.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you.
Not
yet. He's ready.
Not yet. Get some support, resources, and parenting tips. And I just applaud what you're doing. I really do. And as this month goes on, I want you to probably come back again, you know, for a few minutes to tell us what's sure. going on. And now, how long is this going to last?
We're funded to keep this through the end of this month, through the end of December. But we will keep it going.
Okay.
We're looking for additional funding to fund it after hours. We'll keep it definitely going from 8 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
What we're looking for is about $5,000 to keep it going from probably that 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. slot for a couple of months as we'll okay. find solid funding for it. This is a core of yep. our programs now, so it'll keep going.
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much, Michael Burke and Morgan Morris, for being with us today. We're going to take a quick break, and Congressman Moffa is going to join us after the break. I'm pretty sure he said he was. All right. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Now have increased 86% just in the last 14 days, and ICU admissions 67% over a similar period.
President Trump hopeful that Congress will soon agree on a COVID relief bill.
As lawmakers try and come to terms on a bipartisan package to provide another round of COVID economic relief, the president is optimistic a deal can be reached soon.
I want it to happen, and I believe that they're getting very close to a deal. Yeah.
Asked if he would support it, the president said, "I will, absolutely."
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The president's legal team continuing to pursue challenges to the election, taking action in Georgia and Nevada. A ruling by a judge in Nevada is expected later today. On Wall Street, stocks are higher this morning. Right now, the Dow up about 186 points, while the NASDAQ Composite Index is ahead 54, and the S&P trading 26 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Senator John Thune says it's vital to pass the National Defense Authorization Act by year's end.
Senator Thune says the NDAA is one of the most important bills the Senate passes every year.
Failing to pass this legislation would send the wrong message to our troops and our allies and to our adversaries.
Thune says the U.S. has recovered much of its readiness over the past 2 years, and the 2021 NDAA will help to ensure
that our military is prepared to meet current and future threats in any domain.
The bill earmarks some $740 billion for military and other defense-related spending. Bob Agnew reporting.
Denmark has decided to end all oil and gas offshore activities in the North Sea by the year 2050, and has canceled its latest licensing round, saying the country now putting an end to the fossil fuel era. The Danish parliament voting to end offshore gas and oil exploration that began in 1972. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Trump administration and Facebook face off.
The Trump administration accuses Facebook of discriminating against U.S. workers in favor of foreigners with special visas to fill more than 2,600 high-paying jobs. The Justice Department alleges that the tech giant refused to recruit, consider, or hire qualified and available U.S. workers for the positions that it reserved for temporary visa holders. Facebook sponsored the visa holders for green cards, authorizing them to work permanently. The positions at issue offered an average salary of about $156,000 a year. The department is seeking unspecified civil penalties and back pay on behalf of U.S. workers denied employment. Keith Peters reporting.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is apologizing for suggesting that U.K. authorities rushed their authorization of a COVID-19 vaccine. Fauci now saying he has great faith in the U.K.'s regulators. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air for about another week, and then we get into our 11th year, so I'll stop saying this until we hit 15, and then I'll say, it's our 15th year. You know, I'll be in my walker. So
that was me pretending to ring the bell.
To ring the bell?
The little bell right in front of you.
Here we go. Ready? You know, usually I do that and we play shame. Shame.
Well, there's no shame in lasting 11 years.
There hasn't been. Have you enjoyed it?
Well, I've been here for over five.
You've been an integral part.
And I'm still here.
And you're still here. We're all still here. Diane's been with us for
what, 10?
Almost, 10 years. Yeah. She came in. Diane is our office manager, and does the booking and all this, not booking, but does the bookkeeping, and then she does the traffic and logs. And it started out with 2 hours a week, her doing the bookkeeping. And after she'd been here for, you know, a couple months, 3 months, she's looking out at the guy that's doing traffic and logs. And she says, she came in, she says, you know, I can do that. And I said, really? And I said, good, that gives us two people that can do it. And it's two and a half because I can do it partially. Now I can do all of it. But and so she started doing that. Pretty soon she took that over because she was so good. And she has become the office manager. I mean, if you've got a question on certain things, you come to me. But on probably 80% of it, you just go to Diane because she's got it right at her fingertips.
She's the de facto boss around here.
Well, she is. You know, and that's why if we leave for 3 or 4 days at a time, I've got you, I've got Diane, I've got Sue, I've got Ashley, and Travis. You know, everybody has their part here. And I feel remiss that I haven't trained everybody to, you know, to be able to do things. But when it comes to production, you three, Sue and Ashley are just outstanding. As an example, I had to do a read that actually had the... We're both laughing. How long did it take me to do that spot, that 30-second spot?
Oh,
how many?
Oh man, 10 takes.
At least 10. And then we ended up having to combine 2 takes in it because I kept breaking up. And I'd look at the verbiage. When it said, what was it, peppermint chocolate cakes, and I went, I'm sorry, I broke up, poor Jared's in there, he's breaking up, and we finally got it on, though, right?
We did.
Okay, let's start off with the way we usually do. Today is the 4th of December, 8:08 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring, Compassionate Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and the weather for our weekend and into next week, Jared.
It is currently 46 degrees downtown here. Today is going to be sunny, mostly clear, with a high of 71, low of 41. Tomorrow is going to be mostly sunny during the day with a very slight chance of showers at night, with a high of 63, a low of 45. Sunday is going to be mostly sunny with a high of 65, a low of 44. And Monday is going to be sunny with a high of 69 and a low of 42.
Okay. Weather reports come from Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is out of Anderson. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. I got a text from somebody I know well, and I respect his opinion. And he says, you know, I really enjoy your show. He says, but I really love Armstrong and Getty. If you haven't listened, I know a lot of people switch over to this older guy on maybe another station. But if you have not listened to Armstrong and Getty, give up that guy for a day or two and listen to these two guys. They're out of Sacramento, and they've been there for a long time. And we called them, you know, but they weren't nationwide. So, but we called them one time and talked to producers. How can we get your show up here? And it kind of like, oh, really? And but it never, we never could make it happen. And then they went, when they went national, he calls me again. He says, hey, we're going to syndicate. And I said, sign me up. And it just happened is that's that time when Laura Ingraham had retired from radio. And so we pulled Armstrong and Getty in here. We were like their 10th station. And they are just, if you have not listened to them, they are irreverent. They talk politics, but they don't think either side's got the best idea. So comments on that, plus other things that happen in the world or in the United States and this. So this was kind of a shout-out for Armstrong and Getty. And I agreed with him. I said, this is one of my favorite shows, too. And we've got a lot of good shows on the station. So, moving on. The Christmas lockdown, when Congressman LaMalfa calls, he put something out yesterday, if I can find that. Yeah, the press release. This press release from, and I'm going to steal his thunder because he hasn't called yet. After this concerns Newsom's lockdown, based on opinion and not facts. And he said, you know, it's based on the governor's order, the state will be divided into five regions. Greater Sacramento, the San Joaquin Valley, Northern California, Bay Area, and Southern California. If a region has 85% of their ICU beds filled, the region must close for 3 weeks and until ICU capacity begins to trend down. Congressman LaMalfa's comment is, the governor has cited a lack of available ICU beds, increasing daily deaths, and increased positive cases for the most recent lockdown stunt. These claims are based on his opinion, not reality. Here are the facts. California has 7,881 ICU beds, and only 2,121 of which are being used for coronavirus patients. The truth is, the majority of ICU and hospital beds are used by people getting elective surgeries. Yes, the number of positive COVID cases is rising, but the mortality rate continues to fall. These facts did not justify another lockdown of California. If lockdowns worked, this virus would have been stopped or controlled earlier this year. Governor Newsom has shown he is unwilling to follow his own rules. I don't know why any reasonable Californian would follow his unconstitutional edicts. Instead of letting the governor rule us by ear and whim, I hope citizens will judge the risk involved based on all the data and decide for themselves the best course of action. My hope is that the government can present facts and let the people decide the best way to act without force, coercion, or mandates. Okay. That's interesting. If indeed it's true that the people with the coronavirus are the ones they're only taking 2,000 of 7,000 beds. And we talked about this. A lot of people at the end of the year get elective surgeries because it's part of their insurance and they can write it off and do all these other things. So how many of those need to be in the ICU? I don't know. But the impact this is going to have on us, my friends, with the with shutting down the businesses. And again, Chief Shuler and Sheriff McGreeny said they're not going to be shutting down businesses. These are people that are fighting for it out there, and they're not going to issue citations. They're not going to do that. They're going to try to educate people. But who you do have to worry about is OSHA coming in saying that this is unsafe working conditions and threatening you, or the Alcohol Beverage Commission. It says we're gonna pull your license forever if you don't shut down. They issue citations. They've issued citations to a couple of people. So it's going to be interesting to see what comes out today. I've heard anything from everything being shut down, starting with barbershops, hair salons, all of that stuff being shut down. And so does that mean the schools are shut down again, totally? Everything is distance learning. Just the ramifications on this. I mask, Linda mask. My hands smell like kind of lemony because of our hand sanitizer. Have you ever noticed that? You could almost use that as a aftershave. But it's the point is you've got to continue on and take precautions. You just can't shut down everything. And we're talking about the hotline for hope. People are locked into their homes. So I want to ask Congressman Malfa when we get him on the phone about this. And I want to ask him, is that Congressman Malfa?
No, we have Terry on the line.
Well, we got to take a break. We're going to take a quick break here, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, they're open. You walk in, and they have masks available for you. They have distance. They use pens. You have clean pens, used pens, so you can write the right things down. They're doing everything safely. This is just another example of how well Cornerstone Community Bank takes care of its customers. They are still moving local dreams forward during all of this. You can learn more by going online at bankcornerstone.com or stopping by the O'Reilly Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue or at 1845 California Street, right here in the heart of downtown Reading. We'll be right back after these messages, 8:15 in the morning, 40 degrees out there.
Just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that they're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
If we make it through December, everything's gonna be all right, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Congressman LaMalfa was going to be with us today, so I'm feeling probably when something like this happens, he's back, and there's things going on. Perhaps he'll call in a few minutes. 8:20 in the morning here on the 4th, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a consummate professional, veteran-owned business. Jeff Wurst will not waste your time. He'll do the best work that's possible, that's available out there. Like I said, a windshield repair specialist, whether it's a little chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, he can fix that. And if you can't, he'll tell you that. He won't waste your time or money. Now, that's good. And then when he fixes it, you know, he guarantees it for life. So he's located at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. It's safe in there. It's just the car. Okay, we're talking about just a number of things that makes you wonder. The defund the police that Minneapolis is in the middle of. So Minneapolis, because of that, probably sees the most homicides since the mid 1990s. And you think about that. Portland defunding the police, Seattle defunding the police. Immediately what happens is police that are on that close, they just retire. Yes, I've had it. I'm not taking it any longer. I realize that the city leadership doesn't think that we are worth the money, that they want to take away assets and put them into places that we have seen. And seen it for a long time isn't going to work. So why am I going to put my life on the line every day to do that? You know, it kind of makes sense that if you feel like you're unappreciated and you can retire from that job and move on to something else, do it. Luckily, there's been no move like this at our level. Or you see it in the county and in the city. And in fact, the vast, vast, vast majority of our country doesn't believe in that at all. You don't defund the police. If you need, different ways of doing your job, then you work at it. Just the way, like Chief Shuler has worked with Health and Human Services to put out a team of a mental health professional, law enforcement, and that they will go to, those calls that have to do with a mental, person obviously suffering from mental problems, so that they'll have a team to go out there. So to keep the, hopefully to keep the level, under violence. However, the policeman's there, who's also trained in this, is to work together, but he's there to protect the mental health professional. You can't expect them to go out by themselves. And all of a sudden there's a 6-foot-6 guy there with a 2x4. And he's not really listening because for whatever reason. The voices in his head have told him that, oh no, you've got to strike, you've got to smite thy enemies. Or he's on drugs so heavy. We had a guy come in here the other day, and he's carrying a box, a large box. And he came in and he had like $7 in his hand, and he wanted to buy 2 hours on the station to tell his story. And I said, well, we don't do that. And he goes, but see, that after that, it was just gibberish. And I listened to the gibberish for a couple of minutes, and I said, you're going to have to leave. And he goes, wow. And he gibberished some more. And then I saw him picking up a box, and I went around the corner real quick because we have the Toys for Tots box here. I thought, what was he taking, the Toys for Tots box? No, he had his own box. And I didn't realize when I moved around our desk in here, our counter in here, that this gentleman had not bathed for extremely long time. And he was still talking gibberish. Opened the door for him so he could get out, said goodbye, wished him well. And I watched him wander down the street, cross the street, and he disappeared. But we have these people on our streets, and police probably know who most of them are. It's no doubt in my mind the police know who exactly this guy is. But if he, if he had gotten violent in here, or started screaming and yelling, and then we have this, like this incident that happened with the shooting in Discovery Village with the police and a woman that hit a policeman with the car. If you have a mental health professional there that is the first one to engage them, maybe things could be different. Maybe things wouldn't have made any difference at all. It could have just happened like that. So when you see things like this, you have to ask yourself. Now, I want to get into something else. The city council of Reading, it's kind of like take your turn to be mayor. Each year it changes. Last year, Adam McElvain, who did a great job, and I have no idea why Adam didn't get reelected. Here's a guy that was moving things forward. I was so strong, and I still am. I'm still strong on Adam McElvain. He had a plan, and he was moving that plan forward to get that high-speed internet into here, and I don't know if it's just going to stop because Adam's not there to keep pushing it through. I hope not. But then, so Aaron Reznor's going to be the mayor. But they changed it, and they took Michael DeQuisto, and they just took him out of the rotation totally. And this was a 4-1 vote. So that means that Kristen Schrader, Aaron Reznor, Julie Winters, and the newest one elected, Mark Mazzano, voted to take Mike DeQuisto out of that rotation. Now, Mazzano talked about building bridges. Who's he building bridges with? It's obviously not Michael DeQuisto. So, building bridges with the three others that have voted for raises for the city attorney when he didn't even want it? You mean that, that big raise? And he didn't want it? No, he thought it was a bad idea at the time. So Michael DeQuisto is one that questions things. And so because he questions things, as he should, because he's representing us, he gets hammered. And it's not the first time it's happened. It happened to Francie Sullivan, once in the Board of Supervisors and once in the city council. So it's not unheard of. But it's unusual, and I sure can't wait to talk to Mark about this. On the phone, Congressman LaMalfa. Good morning, Congressman.
Hey, good morning, Carl. How are you doing?
Well, you know what? I stole part of your thunder this morning there, Congressman. I read your statement about Governor Newsom shutting down the state based on figures that are opinions and not fact. 2,000 of the cases, we have 7,800 ICU beds, only 2,400 of them being used by COVID. And the rest are being used for non-COVID cases.
Yeah, right. It doesn't make a lot of sense if you like controlling people. And that's what it seems to boil down to, is this governor and the governor of Michigan and New Jersey and New York and whoever, who knows where else, and some of these mayors, they love the shutdown mode here. And, of course, right now for... in the economy side of it here, this is the most important time of year for many in retail. small businesses and such. They have particular niches. Some of them that, if they don't do well from Thanksgiving till New Year's Day, then that's a pretty tough year for them. And these guys don't seem to care. I don't see a whole lot of compassion by the governor when he comes out to really like get down there and see how it feels for the people that are subject to this stuff. And it blows my mind that the dispassionate way that these guys put it down, especially when they go get their $350 dinners over at some fancy place called
the French Laundry. Yeah. You know what? The French Laundry, sounds like a brothel in Paris. I'm sorry. That's what it sounds like.
I've never been there, and maybe they're nice people and all that stuff. But the name sounds just kind of pretentious in of itself. Oh, we're going to get the French Laundry. Pull up the limit and let me out. I'm just tired of this stuff because they don't live like I'm a congressman and all that, but I think I kind of live like normal people, when I'm at home.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of this stuff. I go to Walmart, I go to the store, I go to, I change my own oil on my car, pick up and stuff, and it's just, you guys really don't have an idea of how this is hurting people. I just saw a story yesterday. A student down in, I think it was Lodi, committed suicide while on the Zoom school there, okay? And what does that do to everybody? Not just, the kid himself that did it, but everybody involved. This is messing people up. And so let's look at these zones. They broke the state into five zones. So, some of my counties are lumped into the Sacramento region. Butte County's one, and the others surrounding. I don't think anybody wants to be lumped into Sacramento. And so, if their ICU numbers in a larger city like that go up, that means the small rural counties around there, Nevada County, Sierra County, Plumas County, Butte, my home county, gets lumped in because of what Sacramento has going on. And boom, everybody goes to shut down with ICU number 5% or whatever it is. It's really just made up. I felt for a long time that the part of the problem is not doing it by an entire county basis, but do it on a much more micro basis. Now, if there's a problem in downtown Reading, then why does the MacArthur or Anderson have to suffer, right?
Right.
So you tell me what the sense is.
Well, I can't. And here's the other thing that really offends people is this hypocrisy on their side, where the elites out there who make these rules, then their families break the rules, and God help us if we ask a question about it. And the other thing too is, and I try to point this out, is probably ad nauseum to people, is the governor, the heads of all these organizations down from the county, down to the counties, they get paid every 2 weeks. And do they have 20 families relying on their being open? Because they get paid, they can make these edicts. But you have a restaurant who has 20 families needing that paycheck at Christmas.
Right.
And you can't open. Right.
Want to work. They want to work. They want to provide the service. Their customers want the service. The customers want that as well. So you got the worker, you got the customer. Whether you're talking a restaurant, whether you're talking dry cleaners, whether you're talking a barber, whether you're talking, just the gym, I mean, any of these things that people want and need each day, each week. I mean, I suppose if they thought the shutdown was the solution, why don't you just shut everything down? Nobody go anywhere. That means the utility worker who goes to the power generation plant up in, Pitt River or wherever, and the ones that make sure the power lines are sending power down to whether it's Reading or the Bay Area. Let's just set all that off, too. And no trucks on the highway. Nobody's going to deliver food or toilet paper because, we got to stop the spread, right? Just shut everything off. I hope nobody's jumping in the middle of this conversation here, but what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I am I am too because when you said the toilet paper thing, Jared and I both looked at each other and thought, I'm going to get ready to send him out to buy toilet paper. No, but you're absolutely right, Congressman. And the thing is that we have, again, Shasta County being a bubble of common sense up here. Our law enforcement are not going to issue citations to businesses. They will educate. They said, we're not going to make them criminals. We got enough criminals running around these streets that are real criminals. Unfortunately, ABC, the Alcohol Beverage Control, the OSHA, and other groups from the state are the ones that are coming in now. Like,
no, they're sending them up from Sacramento. You
know, yeah.
One anecdote where one of those officers told somebody, a more Northern California business, like, look, you know, I don't really want to be up here doing this. Now, this may not go for all of them, but a lot of them, maybe like having authority, you know, as maybe they got sand kicked in their face in high school or something, but some of them enjoy the authority. But some of your hearing are saying, like, you know, we don't want to have to come up here. And so if you guys just kind of keep your head down a little bit, we won't have to come around. But, yeah, the ABC deal is a big threat. You know, like, there's a pretty famous establishment, I think, down there in Red Bluff. You know, they just stay open anyway, you know. So,
yeah.
People have been pushed too far on this, and now they're defying the law. They're defying, well, not necessarily the law, a rule, a ruling.
It's not a law. It's a rule. It's not a law.
There.
Yeah, I know you did.
It is a ruling. It's
yeah.
a ruling. And, but see, that causes less disrespect for other rulings, other laws, other everything. When, you know, ask yourself, Carl, ask yourself, does anybody actually believe anything they hear anymore on the news, on you know, from sources they trust or sources they never trusted to begin with? Like, you know, something comes on any news source or some politician says something, and does anybody actually believe it? Is there any story that's credible anymore? You look at the ballot counting, look at the COVID numbers, look how that's been manipulated on both of those subjects. It's when one person says it, the opposition is automatically probably going to not believe them anymore. You know, so where is credibility going to come from?
Well, you know what that leads
on trust.
You've segued into a great into another topic. This election, there are probably it's on the Republican side, but I think it's starting to spread over to the Democrats and Independents. Was this an honest election? And somebody commented on here about the. Can Doug give his opinion on the new signature confirming recount in Georgia that seems to be happening?
Well, that's more down into the type of, research or forensics that really needs to be in. I mean, you just can't keep counting the same stuff over and over again. Right? You know, you can count the same stack over and over again using the same machines. Now, did they do an actual physical count of the actual paper ballot versus are they letting the machines that did the same thing that have an ability to, you know, somehow weight the numbers that are coming from the stack of papers as they're running through it into a chip or a card, and then whatever's in that card isn't even matching up with the stack of ballots that's sitting there on the table. You know, is there a manipulation going into that? And so you got to be looking at the hardware. You got to be looking at the software in the hardware, not necessarily just what the ballots say. And when we have this all mail ballot thing where you're relying on signatures or not signatures, when some places don't even have a signature.
And they counted it.
Then they counted anyway, and they put that in place. That was fraud to begin with when these governors or, you know, whichever state, they said, oh, we're not going to require signatures, send it in. It could have come from anywhere. So there's just too many strange stories of, suitcases of ballots under the table or a truckload coming down from New York to Pennsylvania. I mean, you know, you might say, oh, the congressman, now he's getting into conspiracy theories. Like, I don't know. I wasn't there, okay? You're not there, Carl. But these stories are getting out there. They need to be chased down because we'll never have any confidence in our election. And for, you know, 73 million people on one side to be feeling like the election was stolen or manipulated or what have you, then that just causes unrest and dissension for at least the next 4 years and who knows how long, because we know the stakes are high. This isn't just an election like nice guy Jimmy Carter versus, you know, Gerald Ford back then or something like that, a couple of couple of guys you might say are pretty low-key milquetoast bumblers or whatever, you know, the stakes are super high with the difference between the direction Donald Trump would take us and the direction that a guy like Biden and Harris would take us. The stakes are extremely high. And, you know, I suppose if you lose fair and square and people you want, you know, here, picture this. The State of the Union will have a guy who doesn't know where he is, Joe Biden in the front, with two San Francisco liberals standing behind him, and Pelosi and Harris in front of that flag there at the State of the Union address. Have you pictured that yet?
Oh, yes, I have. And I don't think Pelosi will rip his speech up. But the other part, too, on this is, I think the big part is people need to feel like, okay, if I, you know, it's like a prize fight. You know, you get in there, you get beat, okay? Then you suck it up and you try harder next time. But if the referee is giving you a kidney punch every so often, you have to think, well, maybe this isn't quite as fair as it should be. And when you consider that the downline of the election was big gains by the Republicans.
None of the pieces are fitting together. We picked up, well, defended 27 House seats that were seen as going either way. You know, we picked up four in crazy California this year, right? And a net of House seats can get us to within four of flipping a majority, right?
Yeah.
And so Mrs. P and the gang are have a lot harder time rounding up their votes on the House floor to pass really crazy stuff because some of their members know that they're going to be on the hot seat in two years. I mean, it's widely held that we're going to have a great chance of truly flipping the House in 22 back to the Republican column. So, I mean, we felt like it was about 50-50 this year or so. Maybe that even was a little optimistic, but we thought we could certainly make gains, and the gains were stronger than expected.
I think it was at least 12 seats, four here in California.
Yeah, we're within 222 to 213 if things hold. There's this, you got to watch this one in New York. Claudia Tenney is her name. She's a great colleague, like her a lot. And the games are playing up there right now. They're still, you know, the judge trying to decide are certain ballots right. He found 55 ballots just about 3 days ago.
Oh, yeah.
This far after the election.
And she had won by six ballots or something. Yeah.
What's that?
She had won, like, by six votes or something.
Oh, that's the gal from Iowa who won. And there's rumors there that she wants to bring that to the House and contest it and make the House decide the election itself. Like, well, that'll be something else because they've actually vetted every ballot with a fine-tooth comb in that Iowa district there, and then they want to just bring it here and get the House to change that. So, you know, there's not nearly what we're talking about, the kind of corruption we're talking about in the presidential.
Sure.
You know, so some interesting things can be happening there because some of these states are finally starting to get a little more active on, you know, as you mentioned, the one governor wants to have a much closer look at the signatures and these videos you're seeing of new boxes of ballots and other people willing to be whistleblowers and sign their name in public on the bottom line attesting to what they're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, affidavits, you know, under the penalty of perjury. Let's go to the phones. We've got a caller in here. Bill, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
Good, Carl. How are you?
You have a question for Congressman LaMalfa?
I've got a question, and I want to give him a little bit of a bad time about something. Just a little bit.
Okay,
it'll be pleasant.
Okay, you're on.
Thanks.
You're on. What's your question? Bill?
Yes, sir.
You're on. You're on live.
I do. Hey, Congressman, good to speak with you. Hey,
yeah,
I know you
I'm
don't
right
have much to do
votes.
in the great halls of Congress, but I want to ask you something. How often do you answer your office, your Chico office telephone, and return questions? Because I'm sure you get a lot of questions.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So ever since this silly lockdown mode we've had, the offices have been not open. We have staff there, and they're supposed to be answering the calls and all that stuff, but I get frustrated sometimes because they don't answer the blank phone when I call in. So we have to revamp how the phones are working.
Well, I say that in jest because I left you a message a few days ago.
You know, there's a, not everybody's in there or like that. You know, we have a situation where not everybody wants to be in the room at the same time because of someone might have been out and they might have a COVID concern. So this COVID deal is just putting everybody in a, I don't know, unserviceable situation. I'm really sick of how, you know, like you walk around these house office buildings, like in the Cannon building the other day, almost every single Democrat office, there's not even anybody inside here in D.C. And a bunch of Republican offices, they say, we're all working remotely. And I just don't think that's good governing. But in my own, I want us to at least be answering the phone.
I understand that, Doug. I say that because I do have a legitimate issue that I'd like your help with. We've sent off letters to the IRS regarding some excise taxes that have been way long in delay. I mean, you're talking about going back to 2019. And I notice you have a form online for federal issues like that. So there is a phone call at your Chico office. I mean, I could fill out the form online and see if we can help me with that matter. But it's clearly legitimate, and we fired off a lot of letters, and nobody's gotten back to us. And you're talking about a good amount of money that needs to come back into our small business here in Northern California. So that's what I just wanted to tell you about.
If you want to offline... we have a Reading office too, you know, and you're listening on this radio station. You're probably a Reading area resident, so
yes.
Call that office as well and get your name in there. I mean, I don't want to do this over on the air in front of for business for everybody, but you know, it's our goal and pledge to get back with you on and get your deal fixed, you know, because that's a lot of our businesses trying to get VA issues solved for our constituents and Social Security ones, and like in this case. IRS related things, you know, that's we're able to get a lot of that stuff done, you know. So,
okay.
We've had some holidays, so it might have slowed things up a little bit here. But the COVID stuff has really got so many people just in their tracks here, and you know, the offices.
And I can help with this. I can help with this, Bill. I'll call you after the show, and I'll give you a cell phone for one of the people there.
10-4. Thank you, guys. I appreciate everything you do, Congressman, and thanks a lot,
you know,
Carl.
Because of COVID.
Yeah, you bet, Bill.
Just because of COVID doesn't mean the world has to come to a stop.
Yeah, that's right.
So, thank you.
Okay. No, I can help with part of that. I know he's got a very positive business that does so much for our community here. And so I can help him by helping him get a hold of Aaron. So... Okay. Hey, we got to take a quick break. We're here with Congressman LaMalfa, and we'll make it a short break, and we'll come back. And, Congressman, maybe you can address some of the things that you see happening next year, you know, that when Congress comes back in this session. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. And guys, if you're looking for that special piece of jewelry, whether it's in state jewelry, if it's maybe Native American, or ones that they design and build themselves down at Four Winds Jewelry, watches, brooches, rings, everything you can imagine, they're at very fair prices. It's Four Winds Jewelry. So give them a call at 222-2750, but they're open, and they're open 9:30 to 4, Monday through Friday. And Christmas is coming. We'll be right back, 8:48 in the morning, 43 degrees out there.
She sleeps hot, even when the weather outside is frightful. Jack Frost here, likes it cool.
Introducing the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, now temperature balancing, so you can sleep better together.
But will it keep me asleep?
Yes. It intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable.
Will I have more energy for holiday shopping?
Does Rudolph have a red nose? Save up to $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed and adjustable base, plus special financing. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Redding Kia is proud to be a part of Holiday Salute this season. We love our veterans and we thank them for their service to our country. Command the season. Save on our new lineup of winter-ready vehicles, like the 2021 Kia Sportage and the 2021 Kia Seltos. Now with a 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty at no extra cost. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. Come see us today. Happy holidays. RedingKia.com.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to B5 Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 8:50 in the morning, 43 degrees out there. And we're on the phone with Congressman Doug LaMalfa. And good morning and thanks again for calling in, Congressman. You know, how long have you been calling into the show, would you say? On the first Friday of every month?
Well, how long have you been on the air?
10 years, that's right, buddy. And it was when you were Assembly, the Senate, and now Congressman. So I expect I expect this same call the first Friday of each month when you're president.
President of what?
President of the United States. I expect this phone call. You got to promise everybody right now, okay, Carl, on the first Friday of each month, when I'm President of the United States, I will call you.
I might not be able to give you the full hour or half hour, however we do.
But you, yes,
if I get President, I will call you once a month and at least give you, you know, the fast version. How's that?
Okay, as long as it's a promise.
That's not a formal announcement of the campaign, sir.
No, I understand that.
You brought it up. I mean, we got to get governor fixed before we do anything, right?
Oh. Well, you know what? Is there an upsurge, do you think? Do you think people are going to go up there and think, if you have a moderate Republican running against the Democratic apparatus, do you think they have a chance in California?
Well, you know, I mean, that's what the geniuses that are the so-called Republican strategists will tell you. You know, these sellout guys you have in Sacramento, like the Lincoln Project and others. Ooh, Republican strategist. Whenever you see that term in front of someone's name, be aware. So, because generally, if they're talking to the media, it's because you like to talk to them because they're the mavericks that usually go against us, but the anti-Trumpers, things like that. But that said, you do need to, you know, the Gavin Newsom recall petition was given an extension of an extra 3 months. And it's probably at about 900,000 signatures, which is about halfway where it needs to be. So if this is going to work, and there does seem to be putting, you know, some pretty good people putting a little more horsepower behind it, if you can get that thing qualified, that'd be pretty amazing right now, right?
It would be.
He's going to be on the small side of the term here, half the term left. And so by the time they really get to put together, he'd have a year left in his term, I think, by the time he'd get it qualified and run a campaign and like that. So, but it'll certainly get his attention if it gets qualified. But as you say, we have to have a candidate too. You can't just recall the guy and then have the next plug and play Democrat come in that does just the same darn thing. We're going to have to replace him with somebody that's going to be much more on our side on the issues we're looking at here. So who is that candidate? Well, you know, 17 years ago, we had the charismatic actor Arnold, you know, who came in, and he was probably one of the few people that could have the name ID or the public interest or all that, because you remember what a phenomenon that was, that recall in 2003, and that had national and worldwide attention to what was going on. California was getting as much coverage as Washington, D.C. politics, you know, and had Arnold been had a little stronger, I guess, constitution of who he was, it could have been a lot more successful for the type of goals that we would have, you know, you and I and probably a lot of your listeners that like your show here. You know, but he, anyway, so I right now I see is probably the leading one in the wings there would be the mayor of San Diego, Kevin Faulkner, who I've spoken to several times, and I owe him a call back right now, actually, who I think is very interested in this, should this recall get some more legs and actually become successful. I think you'll see, I'm not quoting him or anything, but I think you'll see his name in there, and I think he might present one of the most credible opportunities for a Republican to pick up the governor's seat in a recall or in 2022. Because, you know, he's the mayor of the second largest city in the state, and said they've had pretty good success down there. He hasn't done anything to get himself in big trouble, you know, down there. He's got a fairly successful homeless project they're doing and stuff, but he also has some stuff I'm not particularly excited about with, you know, he wasn't a very strong supporter of the president at all. And he might be playing some climate changey stuff that I'm going to have to sit and talk with him about too, you know. So,
yeah,
you know, but this might be a compromise candidate. It's going to be with the 70-80% of the time instead of 2% of the time too, you know. See, sometimes in this business, you got to figure out what
the 80% solution.
I say, live. How do you live to fight another day, right?
Well, we look at in the military an 80% solution. And if we can get 80%, then okay, then we'll live with the other 20%. We'll try to figure out how to pick that up later. So, hey, okay, well, so I've only got like four and a half.
If your wife sends you to the store with 10 items on the list, you can't find all 10. Do you come home with none, or do you bring back what she asked?
Bring back eight? Right? She's happy. well, mainly. Hey, okay, Congressman, we only got like 4.5 minutes left. What do you see as a big bill that both sides can get behind that's going to help America?
Well, we have a Defense Authorization Act we got to get put together here pretty quick, and I hope they don't put any garbage in it that makes it difficult. You know, they want to sometimes stick gun control in there or other objectionable issues, because that's kind of how they do things. So that's important in the very short term. Obviously, we have to keep the government operating with the funding that the taxpayers provide here, and that'd be done by the 11th. But when you're talking a longer term, you know, up this upcoming year, it really depends on the final outcome of this presidential election. It's going to be a night and day difference with the direction of what our federal government agencies are going to be doing. Are they going to be doing constructive things in the Forest Service to continue to advance what we've been talking about so much on forest management policies? Are they just going to turn it, get taken over by a bunch of environmentalists by a Biden administration? So, you know, until this presidential election is 100% resolved, that's kind of the question. So if you want to make the assumption it's a Biden administration, then I think it's going to be all hands on deck just trying to survive the 4 years of what their appointees are going to be. You're talking, you know, take EPA, for example, please. Mary Nichols, I hear, is the leading name to take over the EPA for the federal government, and she's the one that runs CARB, the California Air Resources Board in Sacramento. And I don't know if that's say too long about how awful that group is down there as far as being listeners to what it takes for people, you know, anybody in the trucking industry or backyard barbecues. So a big part of it depends on which administration is in place there. And if we want to assume a Biden one, then it's going to be all hands on deck just trying to fight and keep them from and that for right now, the most important thing, and for all your listeners, the most important thing we can be weighing in upon is the Georgia U.S. Senate elections down there. They have two seats up, as you know.
Yes.
January 5. We have to win at least one of those. Both would be better. This is a positive signal, because we can't have a 50-50 U.S. Senate, because if this Biden deal holds on and Kamala Harris is the vice president, it's a tie-breaking vote in all the Senate bills. Yeah, imagine that. So we have to have a Senate that is at least still in Republican hands over there that can be the check, in place of what the House and what the White House, the potential Biden administration, would be doing. Because you see that lineup Biden's already talking about for the cabinet positions. It's just an all-star group of lefties, of bad people with bad policies. I just shake my head. They're going to put John Kerry back in charge of something. You know, you got to, again, we mentioned Mary Nichols from California and a bunch of other unreliable people. So,
well, I really appreciate it. I know of all the weird things that are happening around here that you do. For 10 years, you've been on our show. And for the last, 4 years at minimum, it's been on a regular day. And I know that you've got like 1,000 things going, but that you take the time to speak to your constituents like this is a big thing.
As long as you don't mind me ducking in out of the show to make a vote or voting right now. It's always during the Friday votes, you know. So you can watch on C-SPAN as we're doing it here, as we're, you know, maybe see me in the hallway on the phone at the same time live, right?
Well, I tell you what, Congressman, Merry Christmas, and let's hope this new year will be everything that we want.
Merry Christmas to you, and if there's anything that you're actually allowed to do around reading their Christmas